Hi, I'm Fred Fox, Terry Fox's older brother.
All right, Fred. Well, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. And this year, 2020, marks 40 years of your brother's legacy continuing. How does that feel? What does this support all of these years mean to you?
It means so much to me, our family, the Terry Fox Foundation. You know, without so many people across Canada and around the world now, but, you know, in Canada, from coast to coast to coast, who have supported the Terry Fox Run for the past 40 years, you know, across Canada, throughout Ontario and Northern Ontario, of course, and, you know, new generations, you know, our volunteers, people who participate in the Terry Fox Run every year, donors, people who fundraise for cancer research. You know, if not for all of these people, Terry's legacy wouldn't have continued the way it has. And, you know, Terry's inspired so many to continue what he started in 1980.
Definitely. And now, is there anything special being done to recognize this celebration of 40 years? Is anything in the works for a 40 years anniversary?
We pretty much started planning after last year's the Terry Fox Run in 2019, and, you know, in the late fall, winter of 2019 into 2020, and the early spring, we were planning, you know, big things for the 40th anniversary, and then COVID hit, and that kind of paused things for us, and trying to predict and know what we would be doing in September. And it was truly Canadians, people right across the country who were communicating with us and asking us what are we doing? Are we, you know, is the Terry Fox run still on? And of course it is. And so since April, we've been engaging with our supporters through our social media platforms. And, you know, we made a decision back in April, around April 12th, when Terry would have started the Marathon of Hope 40 years ago, and made a decision to go virtual and for the Terry Fox Run on September 20th. That was the original date, and we're still going with September 20th. But we're not asking people to gather where they normally would in, you know, in the local park or as a big group of hundreds of people. Or the rec center, wherever it is. We're asking people to do their runs virtually this year, you know, just with their personal bubble, and maybe starting at home and going through the neighborhood or going to the local, their favorite park or location and participating that way. But still so important for people to fundraise for cancer research, as Terry had asked us to do 40 years ago.
Even virtually, I think you'll get lots of participation. And we always have very high participation rates here, whether it be at the school. So virtually definitely is safest for this year. But now, if you could talk about some of your memories and your involvement with the Terry Fox Foundation and over the past 40 years.
Yeah, I guess it goes back to when Terry was running. Terry and I are only about 14 months apart in age. I'm the older brother. And so watching Terry run the Marathon of Hope, I wasn't living at home anymore when he started his training, and watching Terry from afar, had a couple of chances to be with Terry in Toronto when he arrived there. And then later on in Northern Ontario, near Wawa, I spent, my wife and I spent about 4 days with Terry, our younger brother Daryl, and Terry's good friend Doug Allward. And so those are fond memories, to spend some time with Terry, especially the ones in Northern Ontario, and running with Terry and watching him, you know, make his way through those many hills that he climbed in Northern Ontario. And my wife and I headed home about 12 days before Terry was actually forced to stop just outside of Thunder Bay. And then all these years later, you know, my role here at the foundation the last dozen years has been to travel across Canada and visit Canadians a couple times a year, visit schools. I probably do about 125 schools a year I visit. And you see the passion and commitment and dedication that Canadians have to continuing what Terry started. So those are great memories, meeting new people, seeing great parts of Canada every year.
Now, if you could just reiterate why it is so important to continue the run this year, even if it is virtually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Terry said back in 1980 when he was running through Ontario, Terry said, even if I don't finish, we need others to continue. And that's what we've been doing for 40 years. And now that we're, you know, the last 6 or 7 months or so that we've been dealing with COVID, you know, we've had to work a little bit harder. And Terry said that, you know, anything is possible if you try. And that's what we've been doing, you know, trying that much harder. We're hoping that people who participate in the Terry Fox Run over the years, they're just going to have, you know, will step it up a little bit and try that much harder this year in a more difficult year. And, you know, even though we're all dealing with COVID the last several months, people are still dealing with cancer. And it still is important to raise money for cancer research and participate virtually in the Terry Fox Run. So we're looking forward to a really good year this year, and seeing in our social media platforms people posting their pictures on Facebook or Twitter or, you know, Instagram and all of that on our platforms. It'll be a great day.
Awesome. Okay, Fred, anything else to add? September 20th is the day, though?
September 20th is the day for the run and Terry Fox Run, and then the schools will be doing their Terry Fox Runs across Canada, you know, later in September as well. And, you know, they'll be doing things a little bit differently there as well, of course. So a big thank you to everybody. You know, cancer research is so important. Terry saw that 40 years ago, and you know, $800 million later, and the impact has been incredible to cancer research in this country.
Fred Fox, older brother of Terry Fox. Thank you so much, Fred, for taking time to speak with us again.
Well, and thank you for the opportunity and your support of Terry and the Terry Fox Run.